The United Nations mission in South Sudan has destroyed a deadly assortment of weapons and ammunition confiscated from internally displaced persons living in its protection of civilian sites in Bo County of Jonglei State. The deadly weapons include more than 100 ammunition, 20 machetes, more than 140 military uniforms and accessories, 20 bayonets, sickles, handheld radios, empty magazines, and shearing machines, among others. From UNMISS Police, I spoke to the Deputy State Advisor, Colonel Komani Eddy, who explains about the search operation they conducted for seizure of weapons and ammunition.
Actually, this search operation has been done in stages. The first one, it was when they entered the camp, and then the second one was when they were relocated from the old to the new POC. And then, of course, recently we conducted now the search also within their residence where they are staying, that is the new POC. And there, I could say, thanks to the operation that was conducted well previously when they were relocating, because we did not, at that stage, manage to retrieve a lot of arms and ammunition in that particular regard. That has shown that now where they are staying now is weapons-free.
And the Indian Peacekeeper Brigadier General Rajiv Kumar says the mission's peacekeepers will coordinate with government institutions to set South Sudan free from conflict and concentrate on development.
We need to consolidate in terms of its various institutions, the institutions of governance, which create capacity for a polity to deliver to its people, the judiciary, the police, education, banking, science and technology, agriculture, medical, animal husbandry, human resource development, sports and culture, and strong, professional, modern armed forces which bind the country together. Because I believe that the armed forces are the most effective cement to bind and keep the country together against all centrifugal tendencies which every polity faces at one time or the other.
Meanwhile, the UNMISS State Coordinator in Jonglei State, Hazel Dewitt, assures that UNMISS POC site is free of weapons and ammunition, and warns that no person will enter UNMISS base with any weapon.
As to inform each and everyone here in Jonglei, as well as in Bo Town South, that we will do whatever it takes to ensure that no one enters our base with a weapon. Because that's not the way we operate at all times. And we do regular search, and whatever we find, we confiscate, and there's a methodology attached in order to deactivate it. So I would appreciate that you would collectively inform the communities. We have confiscated, as of today, every single weapon that we have been able to find within our base. So I thank you, and I welcome you all here again.
And Jonglei State's Deputy Governor, Baba Mandan, says peace is one way to develop a nation, especially for the new generation.
We need to see our children growing up with good future. So only peace will promote our development, our people. So we are very happy, and we are coming here to see, to witness what will happen, and to send the message to all over the world that the government of Jonglei State and government of South Sudan committed for peace.
Military and police components of the United Nations mission in South Sudan conducted a search for weapons and restricted items at the protection of civilian sites since last year, and the destruction of these weapons and ammunition witnessed by the government top officials on Monday is a gesture of setting UNMISS base free of any weapon, as explained by the state coordinator earlier. For Radio Mara, I'm Chaplin Nimaya, reporting in Bo, Jonglei State.